I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Erin Carter. She's District 2 District Coordinator with Michigan State University Extension. Found out more about some of the things that are under the umbrella of MSU Extension that you may not know about. Check it out. Here's more with Erin Carter.
Michigan State University Extension has been here for, we're a land-grant university, we've been here for over 100 years. We have programs throughout the state because what we're trying to do is bring research up from campus and put that through all the counties in the state. And so we do have staff that are in every single county throughout the state.
Is this a agricultural kind of extension, or is it even more than that?
That's a good question. A lot of people think of us as only in agriculture, but that is a big part of what we do. But we also have four institutes. So we have the Health and Nutrition Institute, where we do lots of programming within health, disease prevention management, nutrition, physical activity, food canning, food safety, things like that that fall under health and nutrition. We also have GMI, which is a Greening Michigan Institute, and that does a lot of policy within cities and helping people with financial issues. They kind of call it the Jack of All Trades Institute because we also have Sea Grant, which is under there too, and we have somebody here in Marquette who runs that, and then we also are hooked up with Sea Grant in LSSU, Lake Superior State University. So we have all of these different areas, and then we try to put this programming throughout the entire state.
Why do you do this? Why is this a mission of the university?
The university finds it important just because of that history that we have, and it's important to bring the research to that to the communities, and also to spread that education throughout the communities and build those partnerships. And the university's been a strong part of that, and it's part of federal history guidelines.
It certainly does seem to fit a mission of having that purpose of extending it. Now, when you do this extension work, whatever area it may be in, how do you get that to the people? How do you get that to the residents that are, let's say, here in Marquette County, and there's something along these lines that taps into something they're interested in?
That's a really good question also, because what we try to do is have those partnerships. So even sitting down with you today gets the word out, or we have websites so people could access that too. That's msue.edu if they want to look that up. But also we try to get flyers out, any sort of way that we can have that communication to the people that are in the communities that we serve. But a lot of it too is the partnerships. When we do our programming, we don't necessarily, MSU isn't all by itself. We try to also have a lot of partnerships with the people that are in our communities. Mm-hmm. So we may join forces and offer a program together, for instance.
It does really drive home the point that it is more than just the agricultural outreach,
right,
when we hear MSU Extension. And again, what's that phone number for folks to call if they're interested in some more information?
Sure. It's 475-5731.
That's Erin Carter, District 2 District Coordinator with Michigan State University Extension. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.